Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah. That's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
Friends, welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. As you just heard that clip play, that is from the commercial that Nike just released for their 30th anniversary celebrating the Just Do It campaign, with Colin Kaepernick now being the face of that campaign, is what our sources are telling us. And that is the same article, or that's the same commercial, actually, that's been causing a bit of controversy. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to share the review of the week. And after that, we're going to go ahead and dive into today's episode, which we entitled, Just Do It. Nike's Kaepernick ad, is it bad for football? We're going to talk about it today. And I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear your comments. But first, we want to share this Apple review that Jay Will left us. And the Apple review goes as follows. I feel like I get an extra bit of motivation every episode. Jay Will, brother, we want to say thank you for taking the time to leave that review. We appreciate you and you and Hollywood Cass over there with you all's podcast, Don't Take It Personal. And if you all haven't checked out Don't Take It Personal, I would encourage you to give it a listen. As I told Jay Will before, and as I told Hollywood Cass, that on their show, they break down music like nobody's business. They break down their music as if individuals who are professors at Harvard or Yale, just going into all the dynamics and so many different factors that I never thought about until I began to listen to their podcast. And they really add a lot of value. Of course, they bring comedy, so they have you laughing as well. I would encourage you to check out Don't Take It Personal. And after you check it out, I would definitely encourage you to leave a helpful review for them. Friends, as you always know, we love when you leave reviews for us. And for you to have your chance at being the Apple review of the week, we would encourage you to go to iTunes, scroll down to the bottom, or click the Rate and Review tab, and then click Write a Review. We would hope that you would give it 5 stars and then just give us your feedback, your thoughts, what you like about the show, what you love about the show, or, you know, where we can improve, whatever that might be. And then you have a chance at getting the Apple review of the week. Now we're going to go ahead and move into it. The quote that closes out the commercial, it reads, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." When we began to talk about Colin Kaepernick, people have their views. When it comes to standing or kneeling for the national anthem. People, once again, have their views. I'm not here to debate, or I'm not here to argue or fuss or fight with anybody on their particular views, because if you stay in the United States of America, then you have freedom of speech and you also have freedom of protest, peaceful protests. At the same time, if you're in other countries, then you might not have the same liberties that we're able to have here, being this great state of the United States. So, friends, I want you just to begin to think for a second. It said that he sacrificed his career. He sacrificed money. He sacrificed his joy of being able to play the sport that he loves. As many others have a dream of having the opportunity to even touch the NFL field. And Colin Kaepernick had this opportunity to do it for some years. And he sacrificed that for what he believed to be the greater good and helping those people out who needed to be helped by being their voice, by standing in the gap, by being the individual who will speak for those who might be speechless, who would stand up for those who might be in a position to not defend themselves. Initially, Colin Kaepernick took the knee during the national anthem, which he didn't make a big deal over. He took the knee to protest the fact of Black Americans being shot, being killed, the brutality that was taking place is what the initial stance was for Colin Kaepernick when this whole endeavor began to ensue. Friends, I want to once again just remind you that your opinion is your opinion, and that's safe to have that. But as I was preparing for this episode, I began to watch many interviews. I watch interviews from sports commentators, your Skip Bayless, your Shannon Sharp, Undisputed. Began to watch news, Fox Business News with Stuart Varney. I began to watch another interview with Tucker Carlson. Began to watch some more sports interviews with Marcellus Wiley and different individuals. And seeing the way that they address this topic, I just wanted to share this today, because this is not going to be the typical episode that we usually have. This is going to be a different type episode today. I'm really just wanting to share information and just share the opinions and the perspectives that I heard from these individuals. And then I want to leave you to make your own judgment call. I want to leave you to make your own decision. Because I believe that in order for each and every one of us to be successful, in order for each and every one of us to make a difference, in order for each and every one of us to take a stance, we need to be educated first. And from there, then we're able to do what we need to do to make a decision and then go about it as such. One of the individuals who was Mr. Stuart Varney, he went on to say that Nike brought back the controversy from a commercial advantage. He said, now football is contaminated by protest politics. Another gentleman, Tucker Carlson, went on to say executives are profiting from him being Colin Kaepernick, in his attacks on the United States. This is an attack on our country. You can't give up everything and maintain a Nike contract, is what Tucker Carlson went to say. But as I was watching another interview, a gentleman said, well, if we're talking about sacrificing to the extent of those individuals who are going into battle and going over territories and crossing enemy lines to fight and defend our country as soldiers, as Marines, as Navy SEALs, as whatever troop or whatever squadron these individuals are a part of, then everything will fail in comparison to that. Because doing different sacrifices, our lives aren't always on the line in comparison to those individuals. However, Colin Kaepernick took a stance, I feel, that was pure. He took a stance to defend something that he believed in. However, I wouldn't say that protests typically are monetized. Initially, I'm saying I don't think the fact of, you know, him protesting was for him to get a check. I don't think that was the case. I don't know, because I don't know Colin Kaepernick. However, him doing this for the greater good, because one thing that we do know is that Colin Kaepernick did pledge $1 million to the cause or to the movement before he even knew if he was going to get another NFL contract. My man pledged $1 million. So he was showing that he's putting some skin in the game. And this is pledging $1 million that there's not necessarily a return on investment. People, us, we spend money on things because we're looking to see them return. A typical investment, you put money into a bank account, you let it sit there for a little bit, and then it comes back multiplied, hopefully. However, this is not the same case. But then Nike stepping out and now creating an alliance. Colin Kaepernick has the ability to create an alliance with a major corporation that's going to help him promote his message properly. Would you call that a negative? I don't think that would even necessarily be a negative, because now he has the ability to go forward with the protest and travel with the protest, and allowing him to be able to share and speak to different people, encourage different individuals by him taking the deal with Nike. People are beating this man up. Some, because he took the deal. Others are saying, you know, he's a young man and he just made a decision and people are taking advantage of him, is what other people are saying. However, you have to begin to understand and realize that each and every one of us, if we're working, we go to work and we get a check. Typically protests, typically civil rights movement, I don't think that those people were always compensated for doing those things. Some people might donate to those type campaigns in different areas like that. However, I don't think that this was what Colin Kaepernick was going for when this began to happen. However, Nike, I did some research on Nike. So Nike, over the past few years, it's shown that Nike is taking stances for what they believe. They did the equality campaign a few years ago with LeBron James. They've also embraced Serena Williams, the working woman, and motherhood. An individual went on to go say that Nike, this is Eric Dickerson, he went on to go say that Nike sells tennis shoes. Nike sells dreams. And this was a dream that he stuck by. Nike is known for standing by their people. MJ with the gambling, Kobe with the scandal, Lance Armstrong, Joe Paterno, Tiger Woods, the list goes on and on and on. Is it a business decision? Nike is a business. So I'm not going to fault Nike for taking an opportunity to capitalize on business, because I think this is a win-win situation for Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Because Nike is taking that stance to show their political stance, one. And I'm sure they ran the numbers. I'm sure they looked at the stats. I'm sure they realized who their target audience is, who's their target market. And by understanding those things, then I think they just went ahead with the overall plan. Because there's a black population in the United States that is 14%, with a spending power that has escalated above $1.2 trillion. I didn't do the research on Nike to see their analytics or to see the lay of the land and see who buys the most Nikes or anything like that. But being an African-American male, I've seen how much money our community spends on Jordans. I've seen friends wait in line to 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes overnight, to spend $200 on a pair of Jordans before they sell out. So therefore, I think by Nike making this move and by Nike stepping up and having this polarizing of a decision, I think they did their research. First and foremost, because the millennial group, my group, the target audience that listen to this podcast, we like to rebel sometimes. If we're honest with ourselves, we like to rebel. We like to do things that are against the grain. People tell us we don't need to do that. We shouldn't do that. We have to touch the stove to see if it's hot. And I think that you all would agree with me on that. And by understanding that, I think that's one of the reasons why Nike moved forward with this decision. Because Nike understands that they have our support. Nike understands that we're not going anywhere. There are people who have been outraged, burning tennis shoes, cutting Nike checks off socks, burning their feet in their tennis shoes. I was speaking with one of my great friends today. She began to tell me that Nike released a graphic showing you how to burn their products safely. Nike always wins. Friends, I'm sorry. Nike always wins. I don't know how long I've been wearing Nikes. It's just, Nike always wins. Just do it. They've been around for 30 years. Their company, from what I saw per Google, is a $30 billion company. I believe it might be worth even more because Nike currently has a contract with the NFL supplying their uniforms until 2028. Some people are mad. Some people are saying, I'm never going to buy Nikes again. Other people are saying, I'm never going to watch the NFL again. People are making decisions just for the fact of making a decision. I'm going to reach and I'm going to say that people are making emotional decisions. Because friends, you can say you're not going to wear Nikes ever again, but when you need a pair of shoes and the only store that happens to be open is Nike, or you look at a shoe wall and Nike is at least 90% of that shoe wall. We'll say 85%, and I'll say the other 10 might be Adidas. We'll give like 2.5 to Puma and maybe 2.5 to Under Armour. But friends, Nike is out here doing it. And Nike isn't new to celebrating or supporting their athletes that go against the grain sometimes. Michael Jordan, he was in a league where they were supposed to wear a solid shoe. Michael Jordan then, with Nike, released a shoe that was black and red. And Nike began to pay the fine that they were giving to Jordan for him wearing the colored shoe. And now everybody wears colored shoes up and down and up and down the court. Some people may hate Colin Kaepernick now, just as some people hated Dr. Martin Luther King, just as other people hated Rosa Parks. The list goes on and on of people who took a stand somewhere when they could no longer sit and take what was happening to their people or to people around them. People that they love, people that they cared about. However, 30 years down the line, 40 years down the line, now we have so many streets that are named MLK. Now we have so many things that are named after Miss Rosa Parks. And now I feel that that's going to be the same for Colin Kaepernick with years to come. However, today I want to just pose the question to you. What is it time for you just to do? What is it time for you to take a stance on? What is it time for you to say you can no longer take any more of? Is it you and your life going day after day doing the same thing in the same place with the same people? Is it you saying I need to begin to live a more purposeful life, a more purpose-driven life for the greater good? Maybe doing a protest, maybe doing a food drive, maybe feeding homeless, maybe taking the time and write letters or little notes just saying nice things about people and just dropping them in their hand as you walk by them, handing somebody a note card with an encouraging word. I don't know what that thing is that it's time for you just to do. But friend, I want to encourage you today to just do it. My name on Twitter used to be Just Do It JJ. And it was so funny because I love Nike. And friends, today I want to challenge you to do the same thing. Just do it. Write on a piece of paper, just do it. And then right under it, write what you need to do. Right above it, write what you need to do. So if it's write the paper, read it. It says write the paper. Just do it. And under it, write the paper. Just do it. It's time for us to no longer allow ourselves to sit on our hands, scroll on Instagram, watch everybody else doing what they desire to do, seeing everybody else live their truth, and us being a prisoner of the moment, us being a prisoner of our minds. Allow us to let this be an example of somebody standing for something that they believed in. And I'll challenge you to follow suit. You may not get a Nike contract for doing what you need to do. You might not get a pat on the back. You might not get a check. But I bet you one thing. I bet you'll gain a sense of fulfillment. I bet you'll feel a little bit more purposeful. I bet you'll encourage somebody else. So why not you? Take this time to do what you need to do. Friends, as we always do, we have a What Are You Listening To segment, and I like to spotlight artists. I like to spotlight podcasts and different individuals like that on this segment. On this What Are You Listening To segment, I want to spotlight Miss Wandy. On social media, you can find her at OMG. It's Wandy. I'm going to have the information down for you in the show notes. I was listening to a track of hers by the title Drowning, and I would just encourage you to check that out. She has a true way with words. She really paints the picture, and she really allows you to get a visual of what she's saying. She really breaks this thing down. So be sure to go on SoundCloud, check her out. Might be on iTunes. I had the opportunity to meet her, last year when I presented at UT Austin. She's a phenomenal leader, an amazing lyricist, and a dope individual. So I would encourage you to check out OMG is Wandy. And now we're going to transition to my favorite segment. Oh, yeah. My favorite segment every week. Woo! Amen. My favorite segment of the week, this is called the Winner Circle of the Week. And here we highlight an individual who is out here getting after it, an individual who is speaking their success, who is believing in their greatness, and who is creating the life and business of their dreams. This is an individual today I want to spotlight because he just does it. Okay. When I thought about the topic for this week's episode, I said, yeah, I got to highlight this brother. His name is Marcus Crawford. He's a dope individual. Had the opportunity of partnering with him in this organization called the Initiative Network. And me and him had the opportunity to commune a little bit, chat with him, and just hear what he does, hear what he's passionate about. And he has a real golden heart. He definitely ministers to others. He has an upbeat spirit. But this individual, he's the founder of LC Apparel. You can find that at the LCLifestyle.com. We're going to have that information down in the show notes for you. He's also the CEO and founder of MC20 Design. But man, Marcus, when I first met him, didn't really know him, talked with him a little bit, and just began to feel the energy, began to feel his positivity, just began to feel encouraged by seeing him because he always just carries this joy. It's like next level type of joy that this brother always has. And I have the utmost respect for Marcus. And now just seeing the brand really, really come into fruition. Because when I first met him, I purchased one of his hats. And now I'm seeing he's doing hoodies. He's doing crop hoodies. He's doing shirts. He's doing hats. He's doing all kinds of dope stuff. So I would encourage you to follow him on Instagram at MTC_220. And we're going to have all his links down in the show notes. But man, Marcus Crawford is a brother who's driven, a brother who's devoted, and he helps challenge people to live creatively. That's it. Live creatively. I mean, that's just what the LC brand is all about. Just challenging people to love, to live, and to lead. Why should you not live creatively? That's LC Apparel right there. And if we can just take a moment, let's give it up for Mr. Marcus Crawford. He is your Winner Circle of the Week. Now we're going to prepare to close it out. But just before we do that, we have the quote of the week. And the quote of the week is by none other than Mr. Colin Kaepernick. And the quote reads, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. I want to ask you today, what are you willing to sacrifice something for? My God. What are you willing to sacrifice something for? Because a lot of us want to achieve a dream. A lot of us have goals that we lay out. We have things that we say that we want to do. However, when it comes to sacrifice, and that's when we say, oh, wait a minute. I got to do what? Oh, no. I want to start a business, John. Well, are you willing to invest in your business? Oh, no. I got to invest in a coach? Oh, no. I never pay for that. What am I going to pay for a coach? No. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that like I thought I did. What you mean? Sacrifice. I know some people out here who are getting it. I'm talking about, I met a gentleman the other day when I was at UT Tyler presenting, and this brother here told me he has 4 jobs. Sacrifice. He said, I'm going to keep doing these jobs until I get that phone call. And people continue to call me to come out and speak, as opposed to me chasing after them and having to get them to answer when I call. So what are you willing to sacrifice today? What are you willing to stand for today? Friends, as always, we appreciate the support. We appreciate the love. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Speak Your Success podcast. If you want to connect with me, I would encourage you to go to jonathanjonespeaks.com. Down at the bottom, they have all the icons to where you can Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, we can connect. Or if you'd like to leave an Apple review, which we love and we greatly appreciate. First, I would encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and then ball out, you know, go leave the review, write the review, have the chance to be the Apple review of the week. Or if you're even listening on Twitter, use the hashtag SYSP to let us know you're tuned in, let us know you're locked in, and let us know you're listening. Friends, we're going to get out of here. As always, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?